This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Right now, while we're sitting around very concerned about Antifa and Black Lives Matter and just the whole Democratic machine, Jason Kessler of the Unite the Right, who's also a leftist, we seem to have lost track of the fact that in Europe, they're having rampage killing has changed its look. My next guest has a very sharp focus on the rampage killer. And this is the first time I've had him on the show, although I'm almost certain I've been on a show with him before, but the first time he's been here at Lock and Load. So joining us for the first time ever tonight is Chris Bird. He is the author of Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage When Seconds Count. Police are still minutes away. Good evening, sir.
Pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Now, the first thing that impresses me about you, Chris, is tell me where you're from originally.
Born and brought up in Britain, and I left there after I left the Royal Military Police, went to Canada, eventually found in Vancouver a woman who would marry me. She came from Texas, and here I am. I've been here longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life.
Well, I know quite a few. I'm half British, so whenever I run into a British expat, I always wonder why they came, where they came from, because I've always thought of Britain as a very unique place. I've never gotten to visit it. I'd like to. Well, I'd sort of like to. I'm not sure how I'd feel about it today. But so, what do you see happening right now in the, well, let me ask you this. With rampage killers, the ISIS-type killer, are you looking at them as the same sort of thing, or are you just looking at the Adam Lanza, James Holmes types, or, I mean, do you sort of look at them and put them all in their own little special lane?
No, I think there is a difference between the mostly young men who, or even teenagers who probably have some mental problems and in their way of getting back at a society that they feel has treated them badly, decide to get a hold of guns or bombs or whatever and kill as many people as they possibly can before the police intervene. With terrorists, it's a little bit different. They also are looking for a big, death score. But their approach is more political, I think. And very often they have a lot more backing in terms of training and support by other terrorists. And I think we're finding this out with the incident in Spain, or incidents in Spain, that it was part of something bigger that fortunately didn't come to pass, probably because the guy who was making the bombs made a mistake and blew himself and maybe some other people up. But there is a difference there. They probably have more resources and, as I say, better training. One of the ones that caused a lot of disruption was in Mumbai, India.
Right.
And there were 10 terrorists who were highly trained in Pakistan, and they went and perpetrated various methods of killing. This is referred to as the symphonic approach. And afterwards, apparently, a lot of the police officers who were on the other side, at least some of them, said, "We thought we were up against 100 terrorists, and it was just 10 who were highly trained and were all prepared to die." All did except one immediately, and he was later executed, I think. But, yeah, there is a difference.
Now, those guys were also under the they had a remote controller that was giving them instructions along the way, too, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the sort of support that is available to terrorist groups, which usually is not available to the people who perpetrated massacres at Columbine or Aurora or any of these other ones. One of the things about Columbine, which is not generally known, is that they had bombs, some of which went off, mostly the smaller ones, but they had bombs made out of propane tanks.
Right.
And they used alarm clocks to set them off. Well, they tested the alarm clocks, and they worked. And then they bought more alarm clocks. And in between the two purchases, the manufacturer of the alarm clocks changed the composition of the hands from metal to plastic. And so they needed to be metal so that they would complete the circuit and set off the tanks.
Right.
And in the report of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, they were the responding agency. They said that had those two 20-pound propane tanks exploded, most of the 500-odd people in the cafeteria at that particular time, lunchtime, would have been killed or seriously injured.
Shades of Times Square.
Pardon?
It sort of sounds like Times Square. They just weren't really good bomb makers.
Well, it was very much happenstance that they worked when they tried them initially, and
right.
However, when they put the new clocks with the plastic hands in, of course they didn't complete the circuit, and so they didn't explode. But it was just luck that I think the manufacturers of the clocks changed the hands from metal to plastic.
Where,
it could have been an awful lot worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. That and they operated for how long before anybody started trying to interrupt them or disrupt their pattern? How long did they operate inside of Columbine?
Oh, this was the big lesson from Columbine was that SWAT teams aren't the answer. The SWAT teams were originally created after the UT, University of Texas at Austin, tower shooting, where
right.
a former
Whitney.
Marine killed
yeah.
a whole bunch of people. And
yeah.
police departments realized in 1966 that they didn't really have anything they weren't prepared for this. They didn't know how to deal with it. And
let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. Where can people find your work, your books, everything else coming up on the break real quick? Tell me.
Oh, they can get Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage from Amazon. If they want a personalized copy, either as a gift, they can get it by calling my toll-free number, 888-700-4333.
All right, we'll be right back talking to Chris Byrd, author of Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is author Chris Bird. He's the author of Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. Dr. John Adeen is in the chat room. He sends greetings and salutations.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I haven't seen John for a while, but he's one of us for sure.
Yes, I saw John at the NRA meetup. We got to have dinner at a place with the worst waitress we've ever had. I'm sure he would agree with that. But That's all beside the point. It's all beside the point. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think rampage killers are not as prevalent as terrorists? Rampage killers here, which are really just sort of a blip. And they only occur in one spot for the most time, you know, the gun-free zone.
Oh, absolutely. And as long as we have gun-free zones, they will have the, I guess, the places to choose. There's very, very few mass killings that take place in anything but a supposed gun-free zone.
Right.
In the same way that in the military, friendly fire isn't. Gun-free zones aren't. They're just free of law-abiding citizens with the best means of defending themselves and others.
Which is probably why you and John get along so well, because John has this nightmare scenario involving hospitals, because they're gun-free zones too. Do you think...
Yes.
Is there... I mean, there's more terrorist attacks in Europe. Are there
any sort of
rampage killers in Europe? I mean, I know about, 1996, the Dunblane massacre in Australia, but I mean, how many Columbines have they had? How many Sandy Hooks have they had out in Europe?
Well, they've had, there was one in Norway, I guess, on an island.
Right.
A whole bunch of people were killed by a political dissident, I guess. Yeah, they've had their share, but particularly, I guess, Paris recently has had a lot of terrorist activity. I think at least some of it is because there is a large population of refugees from Muslim countries.
Right.
And certainly Angela Merkel, the German prime minister or leader, has been encouraging all the members of the EU to take in more of these refugees. And the problem with that is, even in second generation, they don't seem to want to assimilate. Usually people who come here to the U.S., people like me, they honor American values, and they want to be part of America. But I think that's possibly why we've had less here. But in Europe, there are places where even the police won't go, because they're Belgium is a particularly bad. That's where a lot of the Paris attacks were planned from, and it kind of makes it difficult to infiltrate these groups.
Does Sweden have as many no-go zones as I've heard they've had?
I'm not sure. I haven't been there, and I try and keep note of all this. But basically, one of the problems in Europe is that people have been told self-defense, if it's not illegal, it's pretty close to it.
Right.
Certainly in Britain, if we've had instances of where somebody has defended themselves from robbers, attackers, that sort of thing, and they've ended up in more trouble than the people who perpetrated the attack, which is it goes quite against my beliefs, and I'm not quite sure how my father would think of it. He's been dead for quite a while now, but he fought in the Second World War and was basically, I think, fighting for freedom. And yet, more and more decisions are made by governments, and we have less and less, seems we have less and less freedom as time goes on.
Well, I mean... I know that in Britain that they have been a couple of police constables step up and say, well, maybe we should consider letting the populace be armed, and they get shot down fast, don't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is a, and I don't know, this attitude, I think it started, it usually, disarmament takes place, on the excuse that it's crime control.
Right.
Well, it really started in Britain in around 1920, when there were a whole lot of people who came back from the First World War, and they knew about firearms, they knew how to use them, and they had no jobs. So the establishment, the politicians, were afraid that something like had happened in Russia in 1917, the revolution there, then they were afraid that something like that would happen in Britain, so they started the excuse, as usual, is, we have to control crime. And whereas when I was at school in Britain, we had a rifle team, and it was, although there wasn't as much shooting perhaps for recreation and that sort of thing as there is here, there was a lot more than there is now.
Right. Well, is it the British pistol team or the British rifle team that the Olympic contestants had to go out of the country to practice?
Yes. Yes, that was my understanding. My wife and I were sailing, attempting to cross the Atlantic, and we got as far as Bermuda. I think this was 2012, and we arrived at the time.
Let me get you to hold right there. I hate to have to interrupt this. I want you to pick this up when we get back. Going into the next break, this is the whole live radio thing, Chris. So real quick, tell everybody where they can find the book, what you do, that kind of thing.
Well, Amazon is a good place, or you can get an autographed copy directly from me by calling 888-700-4333.
And that'll be in the show notes for the podcast. Yeah. We'll get back. When we get back, we're going to continue on with what he found when he got to Bermuda, because I want to find out myself, because I've got a station down there in the Caribbean. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes, what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Chris Bird. He is the author of Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage, also the author of Thank God I Had a Gun and the Concealed Handgun Manual. And when we last left off, he was about to tell us about what he found when he was going to sail the Atlantic, and you and your wife.
That's correct, Bill. Yeah, we had some engine trouble, so we got as far as Bermuda, but when we arrived, they were having the inter-island games, and so we volunteered to be assistant range officers, and they did have a little bit of shooting, nothing like you'd get here. In fact, they had to import a couple of Canadians basically to run the shooting end of things, but I saw one guy, a free pistol is something that is about a foot and a half long. It's used to shoot at, I guess, targets about 50 meters away, and
right.
It's a 22. And you almost put it on like a glove. The grip kind of extends around your hand. And I saw a guy from the Isle of Wight who had a couple of bars that I thought they were something to do with balance. They came back from the gun towards his elbow. And so I asked him, I said, "What's that for?" And he said, "That's the only way we can have a gun. It has to be, I think it was like 2 feet long. That's the only way we can have a handgun." And
so you can't conceal it.
I was actually aware that private citizens could have handguns anymore. And so I was kind of surprised at this. But I have noticed on my last trip to Britain, we went to to Windsor Castle where the Queen was in residence, and it was outside the gate, there were two police officers. One had an MP5 submachine gun, and both of them had Glocks. That's a big change from what I remember.
Right. In the United States, do you think it's more likely that we will continue to have these? I mean, our problem right now in the country, as far as I can tell, is this generation we've got coming up. I don't know what percentage it is. It's pretty high. But if you're a male and you're in school, the chances of you being medicated with some sort of psychotropic drug are pretty high, especially in the elementary phase and, you know, a little younger than that. But I know that that is one of the common threads out there. Is that one of the reasons we don't see this kind of shooting or this kind of crime in Europe, because they don't allow that kind of drugging? Or what's the deal with that, do you think?
Actually, I'm not sure, but I do believe, as you said, that we have a lot of the drugging of our youth and adults, for that matter. I was watching a program just recently where they said that 80% of the prescription drugs manufactured are consumed by Americans.
Right.
And I don't go along with that at all. Neither my wife nor I take any sort of drugs, whether they're legal or illegal. I don't think they do you any good. And that I guess is my attitude, but I think there's far too many. I mean, we get bombarded on the television every day by drug companies trying to get us to they have people with smiling faces, and then at the same time they're telling you all the side effects that could very often they admit this drug can kill you.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to answer for. Also, I have a feeling that when I went to school, I guess the equivalent of high school in Britain, there were about 250 kids in my school. Now you number them in the thousands.
Right.
And it's very easy to get lost or at least feel lost and cut off from people in such large groups. And I think that has something to do with it. But mostly I'm less concerned with the cause as to the effect. There's all sort of psychological theories and stuff. But to me, the problem is once the shooting starts, what do you do? That's more the approach that I've been taking.
Do you agree with the Purdue Institute for Homeland Studies about as far as the breakdown of have you seen that study? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, actually, I don't think I have.
That's something that came out of one of these college think tanks where they actually are doing a little critical thinking, and they believe that in a uninterrupted environment that a rampage/spree killer is probably shooting somebody every 20 seconds.
Oh, I have a friend who's used to be a police officer in Ohio and a trainer, and Ron Borsch, and he's got a database of about 200 of these mass shootings, not all of them in the U.S.
Right.
And he says from his research that an active killer will kill or wound between 4 and 5 people a minute.
Yeah.
So same sort of information, I suspect.
Yeah, and this, you know, I know this is a very weak fact, but I mean, when I think about shooters like Colin Ferguson, the Long Island subway train shooter.
Right.
He fired his weapon 47 times in an enclosed cylindrical train car.
Right.
And he didn't hit nearly as many people as he could have.
Right.
Which that also seems to be a pattern with these guys. Now, it doesn't mean that that's a good thing or anything. It just means that these are obviously not people who are gun owners to begin with. This is a means to an end. Doesn't that sort of lend itself, though, to the fact that these people aren't some sort of pistolero, that an armed citizen, where we do have them, like we're going to, when we get back, let's talk about Mr. Vaughn at his food plant, what he did. And just to point out that, you know, somebody that does know what they're doing can end one of these things and it doesn't become a rampage killer. Doesn't that sort of, in those moments, isn't that sort of like a validation to an armed citizenry being able to do really well by itself?
On the flip side of that, you have, and I've trained quite a few people to get their concealed handgun licenses, and
right.
In the days when we needed to renew them and have a course for that as opposed to just doing it online as we do now, I used to ask them, when was the last time you went to the range? All too often, the answer was,
last time I
got
with
my license.
Yeah.
4 years yeah. before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I and John, you, Rob Morse, I'm sure you know him. I'm a proponent for training and everything. I see exactly what you're saying. Coming up on the next break one more time, where can they find you and your books?
Try Amazon, and also if you want a personalized copy, call me at 888-700-4333.
Later on, text that to me. You've got my mobile. Text that number so I can put that in the show notes for the podcast. We'll be right back. My guest is Chris Bird. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
This is Lock and Load. Talking this hour to Chris Bird. He's the author of Surviving a Mass Killer Rampage. In addition to Thank God I Had a Gun and the Concealed Handgun Manual. Would you consider a Muslim zealot to be the same sort of capability as a, while it is political in nature, in actuality, when they actually go operational and they go on their rampage, are they the same as a rampage killer of a James Holmes type as far as what they're doing to their victims?
I think it depends a lot. Most of the radicalized Muslims here in this country have tended to be individuals without much backing. As I said earlier, in Mumbai, the 10 terrorists were very well trained. However, in this country, they're definitely less so. There's a lot of people who, I guess, almost radicalize themselves over the internet, and and they're usually not. Although some of them go to the range and practice shooting and that sort of thing, they're usually not in the same class as those more professional terrorists that have a lot of backing.
Yeah, it's like 9/11. Those guys obviously had a lot of backing because they went to flight school.
Right.
Somebody had to pay for that. But I mean, yeah, the lone wolfers, I call it the pawn. I call them pawns because they're out there trying to push for the cause, and they're not a member of the cause. They're not part of the cause. But all of those that are out there that are in charge of that, they look at them as useful idiots, I guess. With Mark Vaughn, who was the was he the owner or the manager of the food facility that he worked at?
Well, he used to be the owner, but actually what happened was he sold the company and was still the chief operating officer at the time of this particular incident at Moore, which is just a little south of Oklahoma City.
Right.
And it's a vegetable processing company, and
right.
He has a lot of I guess minimum wage sort of employees. One of them had apparently been trying to convince a female employee that things that she was doing were not in keeping with his Muslim beliefs, and So she filed a complaint against him. And as a result, he was suspended for 3 days. Well, he went home, got a knife, a butcher knife, as far as I can make out, and went back and started attacking. Initially, he attacked a woman who come to a supervisor's office. She just happened to be there. And he attacked her and cut her head off. He was then ran off and he found the woman who had made the complaint, and he was about to attack her. Well, Mark has two hats. As well as being CEO of the company, he's also a reserve deputy for the Oklahoma Sheriff's Office. That's Oklahoma County, which does cover Oklahoma City.
Right.
And he got a call from his security chief, and he ran down to his vehicle and got his AR-15 out and followed the found the guy and ended the incident with I think it was one shot. He didn't kill the guy, but he certainly ended the what was happening. Because he was trained and because he had access to a gun, even if it wasn't right, with him, he was able to stop the carnage before it got worse.
Now, as far as when I was asking you if the actual result works out the same for... I look at the San Bernardino shooting, which sort of reminds me of Columbine in a way, you know. Now I know they had a different motivation, right?
Right.
But I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, do we need to be looking at both of these things and saying to ourselves, we need to be training, we need to be carrying a gun everywhere we can, we need to do away with gun-free zones right now, because every time we have one of these, no matter what the motivation is, everybody's a sitting duck. Is that the way we need to go forward?
Yeah, actually, San Bernardino was interesting because it brings up the whole question that we were talking about a little earlier, and that is how many people get killed, how quickly, and if you accept Ron Borges's figures that a terrorist will kill between 4 and 5 people, kill or wound between 4 and 5 people a minute, then the first person on the scene was a lieutenant who was going to lunch, and he said at a press conference that he waited 2 minutes for 3 more officers to appear, and then he had a, quote, entry team and went in. Now, I'm not blaming him because I'm sure that was the protocol of the San Bernardino Police Department.
Right.
But in that length of time, we could have lost up to 20 people. And this is why a lot of people, including I talked to the sheriff in Oklahoma County, and he said our protocol is the first officer on the scene goes in immediately. And more police departments and law enforcement agencies are taking that approach, which I think is the best thing. But still, they're going to get there too late.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Bataclan. How long was Bataclan sealed off? And that's the thing with these teams, I guess, that sort of resounds the same way. With these teams of guys that go into a place, if one can shoot somebody 3 times a minute, or 3 or 4 people a minute, then, you know, then if 6 people go into the same place and they still are not being disrupted, then you got carnage, don't you? Like Bataclan, like the Bataclan venue.
Yeah, one thing I guess is that according to statistics, it appears that civilians, mostly unarmed civilians,
have
ended more of these mass shootings than law enforcement has, because almost invariably law enforcement will arrive after the worst of the killing has happened.
Now, my understanding is that 60% of these that get stopped by unarmed people. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that is startling, isn't it? But, I mean, it really isn't, because this guy is not a gunfighter. Most of the time, these guys are not gunfighters, so when people are converging on him, he's not expecting that. He's sort of expecting them to be cowering and waiting, sort of like they were in the stalls at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, not coming at him. I'm sure that is disruptive to their plan and everything else out there. You know what I just realized, Chris? I realized that I set up with you to be on the next hour.
I know.
So I was wondering what was going on, but now I get it, because everything just flashed up. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? So.
Well, I just happened to be handy, so.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'd set it with Chris to be with me on the third hour, but we went and got him on the second hour, and that's how adaptive and good he is with that footwork. You probably were a boxer when you were over in the UK, right? Got that good footwork. Do me a favor, and you have my mobile number, so please text me that number people can call to get a personalized copy. I have a personalized copy of his book. I have started reading it. It validates a whole bunch of things I train to do. I like it. It's very good for my ego, and at the same time, it does throw some facts in there that I was not aware of. Amazon.com. I'm presuming your other two books that I know of are on there as well, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. One thing, I don't do texting. I'm too old
okay.
to learn these new tricks. So I do have your
lockandload.com. Lockandloadradio.com.
Email it
yeah.
to you?
Yeah, email it to me, lockandloadradio.com. Please do that then.
Right.
And thank you for joining me this hour. Sorry for the mix-up, but thanks for coming on.
Oh, no problem. Pleasure to be with you, and thank you.
Yes, sir, likewise. Hour number three is coming up. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, a design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.